This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. So in case you haven't heard, Verizon wants to build an advertising juggernaut. It's been on its to-do list for quite some time as it aims to catch up with companies like Facebook and Google who've been hard at work raking in those coveted ad dollars. Big task, but Verizon has got a plan, a rewards program to be specific, one that offers you things like concert tickets and other big prizes. The fine print, it just needs access to your data and pretty much all of your personal information. It's hoping you're cool with that. Here to break it all down is Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Knutson joining us in our New York studios. Hey, Ryan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Verizon has been making some new plays lately. For one, it's giving customers an incentive to opt into a new rewards program called Up. Now, this involves gaining credits to be used in return for certain prizes. What's the long and short of Up?
Well, there are two objectives to this program. One is just simply like a rewards program. For every $300 you spend on your Verizon bill, you get one credit, and you can use one credit on one reward. It's a very simple, very easy system, and there are some big rewards in there, like tickets to concerts and stuff like that. They're called super tickets, and there's a countdown, I think usually like every week, to one of these big super tickets. So you have to be on their app and like watching for it, and then it's, you know, because it's first come, first serve, so it's like an opportunity. I talked to one guy for the story who he won a super ticket early on in the program, and he got to go to get two preseason football tickets to NFL game. And so he was very excited about that. The second thing that they're trying to do with this, though, is get consumer permission to track their location, track web browsing history and stuff like that. Exactly. Yeah, that's sort of the big catch to this, because Verizon actually needs consumer permission to track this data, which is makes them a little bit different from Google and Facebook that just get that by the nature of the service.
Right. So this works as part of Verizon Selects. Now, this is all part of Verizon's grand master plan, which is to succeed as a comprehensive digital ad business of sorts, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So Verizon bought AOL in 2015. They bought Yahoo earlier this year. They have this plan to build a third competitor to Google and Facebook in digital advertising. So those companies can go off and do their thing. But Verizon wants to plug a lot of its really rich data into that advertising machine that they're setting up in AOL and Yahoo. But in order to plug that data in, they're under a different set of regulations than are all internet companies. Telecom companies are regulated under the Telecom Act of 1934 and the Telecom Act of 1996. And there are certain obligations that are very broad and general, just that telecom companies have to do certain things to protect consumer data. When net neutrality came around, the Federal Communications Commission, in order to get net neutrality on the books, they had to reclassify wireless service and internet service under these old congressional laws. But when they did that, that basically meant that these old privacy regulations applied to telecom. Now, you may remember that there was a big controversy earlier this year when Congress went back and scrapped some of these privacy regulations. That was a specific FCC sort of interpretation of what the laws on the books were. So these laws are still on the books and they still apply to telcos, but there's not like a specific set of rules around what those laws are. If that
it gets tricky,
complicated,
it's very involved.
But essentially, Verizon is trying to be more cautious by getting people to opt into this tracking program. You could argue that they might be able to just start tracking people like this and sending that data over to AOL and Yahoo to inform their advertising platforms, but they're taking a more precautious approach, which is asking consumer permission to opt in to these tracking programs, and the incentive that they're giving consumers is this rewards program.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Ryan Knutson about Verizon's new rewards program called Up. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So what it all comes down to, right, is digital advertising and that huge pot of honey that these businesses are just trying to soak up. Has Verizon been gaining enough of that revenue? How does it stack up compared to companies like Google and Facebook who are making a big chunk of change in that kind of world?
It's really small. I mean, Verizon as a company has about $130 billion of annual revenue. This new advertising unit that it has is about $7 billion of annual revenue. Mm-hmm. So in order to make a dent at Verizon, they have a long way to go. They only have about 2 or 3% of the advertising market in the United States, whereas like Google has 40% and Facebook has 20%. So they have a very small piece of the pie. What Verizon says is that if they can just capture a few more market share points, they can just ride the growth of this industry and make a huge impact. They hope to build the revenue from digital advertising from $7 billion to $10 billion in the next few years. Their more ambitious goal is $20 billion. So if they can make something like that, then you know they can have a big impact on Verizon's bottom line.
And they're pulling out a lot of these tricks lately. It recently caved with offering unlimited data. How is growth overall? The cell business is obviously competitive. It's seeing a rough patch. Is Verizon feeling that heat?
Yeah, Verizon has been sort of untouchable for years. And then this year, it really has taken a hit.
Things seem different.
Yeah, they had to return to unlimited data. I mean, you've probably noticed this just in watching television, where you've seen all these commercials from Sprint and T-Mobile in particular, where they're just pounding Verizon. There was a bunch of commercials on the Super Bowl that wasn't just talking about why you should switch to Sprint or why you should switch to T-Mobile. It was like, Verizon is bad.
Right.
They charge you all these overages. They make you count your data. And it's very sort of like, you know, I mean, as these commercials always get kind of messy, but, you know, it was really taking a toll on them. And consumers are obviously, they don't like keeping track of how many gigabytes they've used. It's really complicated. And so Verizon had to return to unlimited data because they lost customers for the first time ever in the first quarter. I mean, in 17 years of being a wireless company, they had never had a net loss of customers. And that happened to them after all this advertising. But that has effectively been a major price cut. And actually, it pulled down the consumer price index for wireless in the first half of the year. And the Fed actually said that the drop in wireless pricing was pulling inflation down for the entire country, because not only was Verizon returning to unlimited data plans, which is effectively a big price cut, because what you got for, you know, 5 gigabytes, you're now getting unlimited use of, which is huge. But they're also cutting prices in other areas too. So, you know, for the first time in a long time, prices are coming down because the competition has been so intense. And that's part of the reason that Verizon wants to build a digital advertising business, is so that it can offset the slowing revenue growth in wireless. I mean, everybody has a phone now. The penetration in the United States exceeded 100% in around 2011 or so. Mm. Didn't take very long for smartphones to catch up to that. So they're really fighting over a small, you know, a finite number of people.
Ryan Knutson, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For more on reporter Ryan Knutson's coverage of the telecom industry, you can head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.